This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. The Lok Sabha has passed the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 with a voice vote today. Speaking about the bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code has been a key factor in improving the health of the country's banking sector, particularly in resolving stressed assets. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A general duty officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. Census 2027 will start on the 1st of next month. Census 2027 will be the 16th census in the series and the 8th since independence. Addressing a press conference today, Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India, Mrityunjay Kumar Narayan, informed the house listing operations will be done in a 30-day period between 1st April and 30th September this year by the states and union territories. He added the self-enumeration facility has been provided in Census 2027 and it can be done in a 15-day time period just before the house listing operations of 30 days begin. Mr. Narayan said that the self-enumeration portal will be available in 16 languages. The central government has allocated 4,900 crore for Arunachal Pradesh under Pride of Hills component of Special Assistance of States to States for Capital Investment, SASCI 2026-2027. Under SASCI schemes, about 25,000 crore has been allocated for 9 hill states. The scheme is aimed at addressing the unique financial and developmental challenges faced by hill states due to difficult terrain, inaccessibility, low population density, and limited revenue-generating capacity. Chief Minister Pema Khandu expressed gratitude to the centre in a social media post. He said, the allocation of ₹4,900 crore for Arunachal Pradesh will help to improve fiscal stability and invest further in creating revenue-generating assets. Rajasthan Diwas was celebrated under Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today. State Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak and First Lady Anagha Parnayak and members of Rajasthani community serving in the state participated in the celebration. Addressing the gathering, the governor appreciated the Rajasthani community for their contributions to the development of Arunachal Pradesh. He urged them to actively participate in waste management initiatives and join the fight against social challenges and health issues. The governor, who has been associated with the Rajputana Rifles, hosted a high tea and interacted with guests and participants. Namsai's archivist Chow Nanti Singh Longkhan, who is engaged in preserving rare Thai script manuscripts of Thai Khamti cultural and linguistic heritage, was recognized for his efforts to digitize and share these manuscripts on Gyan Bharatam app, a digital platform dedicated in documenting India's traditional knowledge systems. His efforts were acknowledged by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Mann Ki Baat episode 132 yesterday, highlighting the role of Arunachal Pradesh's youth in preserving indigenous heritage. Sambo Lapung won gold medal in 110 kg men's weightlifting category at Khelo India Tribal Games held in Chhattisgarh yesterday. Lapung hails from East Kameng district of Arunachal Pradesh. The Meteorological Centre Itanagar forecast thunderstorm with lightning very likely at isolated places at East Kameng, Kurungkume, Pakekesang, Papumpare, East Siang, Lower Diwang Valley, Diwang Valley, Lohit, Changlang, Tirap and Longding districts today. A review meeting of district level NCORD Narco Coordination Committee of Upper Siang District was held today at the DC Office Conference Hall in Yingkiong. The meeting was organized by District Police Upper Subansiri, Upper Siang District. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.